Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro here from the NovaCare Complex in our Xfinity studio. And things are starting to heat up in the NFL. We've got a great show for you today. We will welcome in Adam Kaplan from NFL Sirius XM NFL Radio. We're going to talk about the DeSean Jackson franchise tag. We're going to talk about what other plans the Eagles might have. Free agency begins in 8 days, the longest offseason of them all. Is about to end here with some action. The Eagles at 4 o'clock next Tuesday, March 13th, along with 31 other NFL teams, will begin the 2012 free agency period. How much cap room do the Eagles have? How much interest do they have in upgrading this roster? What kind of activity can we expect? All of that coming your way here when Adam joins us in just one moment. We will begin the show, obviously, talking about the implications of the decision to make DeSean Jackson, the franchise player for 2012. Not really a surprise, although I think there were some very serious and will continue to be very serious conversations about extending DeSean's contract, making it a long-term relationship between the Eagles and number 10. The franchise tag, once DeSean signs it, the tag binds the players to the team for the 2012 season. The team may trade the franchise player, something to consider, although I just don't see that happening with the Eagles. The team may also withdraw the tag. I also do not think that will happen. And when Jackson signs the contract, again, if it is a one-year deal for the franchise tender, it is a $9.4 million hit to the salary cap. So it's significant for 1 year. Several other players in the league have gotten this tag. Players are signing. We're going to get you all caught up here. It's just so pretty to see DeSean Jackson nearly to the house there against the Niners. That's the kind of home run hitting ability he brings to this Eagles offense. Let's get into it here. We're going to take a little break. Adam Kaplan joins us next in our Xfinity studio. We welcome your phone calls, 215-339-6709. Let's get it started here. The Eagles offseason is about to heat up.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hi, I'm Amanda, one of your Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders. If you are interested in auditioning to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader, then don't miss out on our upcoming mock audition, beauty, and fitness workshop, taking place on Tuesday, March 6th at Lincoln Financial Field. Check out the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Seen the signs on the passersby, something's got to give. Can't be free, but it's good for me. But this good thing comes along, and I can't deny too long.
Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
This reminds me of a scene in that movie. Oh, man, what's it called?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's the rookie cop, the veteran cop duo. It's like us, partner.
Just because you get way more movies with Xfinity On Demand doesn't mean you always have to rub it in.
Oh, duck!
Sorry.
Ditch satellite for the most on demand. Experience Xfinity. Sign up for this great offer today. Call 1-800-XFINITY.
And we're back. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan from Sirius XM NFL Radio. Cappy, how are you, buddy?
I'm glad to be here, Dave. Good to see you smile.
Good to see you too, Adam.
Is that a real smile?
No.
It's not a TV smile. Okay.
It's an internet smile.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you know, things are heating up here, as you can see. I mean, free agency we've got on our big board here, Adam. The list of free agents who possibly could be there. We're going to talk about that. DeSean Jackson gets the franchise tag.
Right on the bullseye, Dave. You're right on target today. Good job.
And I want to get your reaction to that, first of all. I mean, it wasn't a surprise.
Last time
there
we
are
were
people
here,
calling for DeSean, to Mike Wallace, all this. I just think it's a big knock on DeSean that that we're talking about Mike Wallace. People are talking about Mike Wallace.
Mike Wallace is a pretty good football player.
I understand.
Who today, you know, could either get the franchise tag or will be he's a restricted free agent, but they could still use their franchise tag on him. So we'll have to see what happens with him. But on the last time I was here, it was like 3 weeks ago, I said DeSean will get the franchise tag.
We all knew that, right?
Then
they'll make a
decision.
I actually thought there would be
get an extension?
I still think there's a chance of that, yeah.
Sure. Well, it would behoove them to get him off that franchise number, which is $9.4 million. It is really a detriment to their cap. Believe me when I say this. Teams would rather not use it. But the reason why the Eagles put it on Friday is they knew they were not getting a deal done by Monday. So just get that out of the way, and you know you look like you're happy for it.
I think it's the right move. But let's put this in, you know, your perspective. DeSean did not have a good 2011 season.
To be fair, yes.
And sulked and admitted it. And I mean, do you agree with the move?
Well, first of all, you're not going to let a guy like this walk. That's the first thing.
Okay.
You could trade his rights as a franchise player, and then you decide what you want. Now, I think, and the reason why I don't think they'll be able to trade him, Dave, is simply this. There'll be teams that are interested, but the problem is that team must work out a new deal with DeSean when you trade for him.
Yeah.
If the Eagles can't do it, and I know the money they've offered is pretty reasonable, how's that other team going to be able to do it? And the Eagles have decent cap space.
But just from the standpoint of football.
Right.
Still a very good player.
He makes you play. Whoever the Eagles play in a given week, if you watch the tape, you see the safeties playing 30 yards or more downfield. That's because of that football player. When he doesn't play, it's a different deal. The Eagles are so much easier to defend without DeSean Jackson in the lineup. That means a lot. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm.
All right, so $9.4
million.
Look
at him with the ball in his hand. I mean, you just don't find
the
guys
concussion
like that.
Thing, the going across the middle thing, all sure. Concerns.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a part of his overall game. He has had some concussions. He's only about 170 pounds, but he is so unique. Mike Wallace and DeSean Jackson are arguably the two fastest receivers in the National Football League. The Eagles are lucky enough to have that guy.
Okay.
So you'd like to be able to keep him long term, and again, get him off that franchise number. That would clear up more space, because what you can do, Dave, from a contractual standpoint, before we move on here, is you can get him on a minimum base salary plus a signing bonus, which is prorated, and it makes it so much easier. That's the way deals are done now.
What do you think the strategy here is? Let's take a look at the salary cap. Okay. This is the estimated cap room.
Right.
The source that's, is EaglesCap.com. How
I actually checked on that. That's actually with DeSean's franchise tag taken into account.
Right.
I have it a little bit lower, but again, this guy's an expert.
So you're telling me the Eagles have $19 million?
Now, I will tell you this, and I've told you this on your show in years past. Teams like to keep about $4 to $5 million, no matter what, in case a player gets hurt.
Okay.
So let's take away four.
So $15 million.
Yeah, they basically have to spend. Now, they like to re-sign their own players.
Okay, well, so you're signing Evan Mathis.
You'd like to.
Okay.
You'd like to at least sign one of those D tackles.
Okay.
Whether it be Laws or.
Okay, so combined, you're talking.
Or Landry.
However you structure those deals, another $5 million hit. You're talking $11 million.
Right. Plus, down the line.
$10 million.
You want to be able to extend.
Yeah.
Guys that who are up, like LeSean McCoy, or veterans who need a new deal, the Eagles don't have to do anything with Trent Cole and Todd Herman's.
Mm-hmm.
or any other guy who might have outplayed their contract. But the bottom line is they have guys that, like LeSean McCoy, I think, if I'm him, why would you want to play in your the last year of your deal being a running back based on his great play? And number two, being that position at running back, Dave, these guys have such a short shelf life.
Yeah, I saw Marshawn Lynch's numbers, by the way. It didn't seem all that daunting. 4 years, $31 million. Is that what it was? 5 years, $31 million?
Yeah, it's just shy of eight, and we don't know the guarantee. I would have to see how the guarantees are set up. But he is, and LeSean McCoy is, and Marshawn Lynch was a great story. Had one of the single best turnarounds in season by any player I've ever seen.
Huge year.
At running back. Yeah, I mean, but he only did it for eight games.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy is a flat-out stud. He's one of the top three backs in the National Football League, so he's going to get a great deal once the Eagles kind of figure that out, how they can do it.
Okay, we're kind of going in a bunch of different directions here. Let's rein it back in. We'll take some phone calls, 215-339-6709. And let's take a phone call, shall we? Let's go to Gary in Southwest Florida.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Dave. Long time no talk.
Indeed. Welcome back. Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Hey, I'm reading more and more about this bounty stuff. You know, reading it.
Yeah.
And I thought that London Fletcher's knee got in the way a little too easily on Westbrook's head.
Well,
remember that hit?
Yeah, I don't.
Boy, I'll tell you that he squatted right at the very last second just to give him that knee right in the side of the head. And
it's a tough. I think it's a slippery slope to talk
it's
about.
It's very subjective. It's so subjective. But I'll tell you this, and I talked about this on my show Saturday. I'm disgusted by all that stuff with Greg Williams. I know the bounty stuff's been around with a lot of teams over the years, but you basically try to end somebody's career, and that's just uncalled for. And I hope they sock Greg Williams with as much as they can do.
Yeah.
So much to limit injuries.
Yeah.
Can be bounties. It's counterproductive to what is happening in the league.
It is. It's significant. Obviously, the Saints have an opportunity this year to be an outstanding team. You wonder the punishment, Sean Payton, any of those players, Jonathan Vilma. The Eagles play the Saints this year. The punishments could impact the Eagles' season.
Oh, the Eagles play the Saints this year, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, down there. Hey, and the Super Bowl happens to be in New Orleans at the
That's
end
right.
of the year. So,
how about that?
Yeah, we'll see how significant Commissioner Goodell.
I expect to be significant.
What's significant?
And Gary's talking about it.
You know,
player safety
is huge. You know what the
huge.
Tomahawk is?
Hang on. What's significant? Hang on, Gary. Gary, hang on. Hang on. Go ahead. He can't hear us. He's not listening to us. Yeah.
And trying to knock the ball loose.
Yeah. Well, that's got nothing to do. I mean, the only incident I can remember that I would even question would be NFC Championship game 2003 or the Carolina game in 2000 and whatever it was, 8, when McNabb took the shots.
Week one?
Yeah.
That was a major cheap shot.
Yeah.
Now, you know, no one knows.
But I would never accuse anybody
of
that. But
you don't know about bounties. I mean, it's so subjective. But we know what the results were. We know that Williams admitted it. Here's the worst thing. The guy's not even on the Saints staff anymore, and they're going to get socked with this. And, Gary, thanks for your call. But here's
right,
the deal.
Thanks, Gary.
Here's the deal. The fact that Sean Payton and Mickey Loomis knew about this and did nothing to stop it is disgraceful.
Yeah.
You can't do that as an executive. It's the old boys' network. Oh, this is great stuff. You know, our coach is trying to give the players extra incentive to knock a guy out. But the very fact that Greg Williams needed to do this to have his defense play better, it tells you all you need to know. So yeah. I'm pretty outspoken on this. This bothers me. But I know it's been going on not just with him, with coaching with many teams over the years. It's unfortunate. This, whatever Goodell does, I guarantee you will put a stop to it because he's going to come down hard.
Will Goodell come down on the Eagles because Buddy Ryan tried to take out
Luis
Sendejas?
Yeah. I was thinking about that. You know, it's not retroactive, though. But
no.
It's
apparently it is retroactive.
Oh, 22 years ago?
Well, maybe not 22 years ago,
but
3 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Let's get into the Eagles here, Adam. Let's take a little break when we come back. We are going to get into
free
the
agency
Eagles.
People. Will nail all of it,
and maybe you have some ideas on what the Eagles might want to do or some of the prospects who are out there. We're going to go down some of the key positions here, some of the top players. See if the Eagles might have an interest coming your way here on Eagles Live.
ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, click the Community tab right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We had a great 2011 and look forward to an even better 2012. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Hi, I'm Eagles cheerleader Sarah. How would you like to perform at Eagles home games for over 67,000 fans? Does cheering for your favorite team, modeling, and appearing at high-profile events interest you? Then you should audition to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. Our 2012 open call auditions are taking place on Saturday, March 24th at Lincoln Financial Field. Come try out to become a member of our elite NFL cheerleading squad. Visit the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi, I'm Eagles safety Kirk Coleman. Fans in Pennsylvania can now drive the Eagles pride every day of the year with the new Eagles license plate. Each plate purchase helps the Eagles Youth Partnership support the kids in need throughout our region. Get yours today right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
And we are back. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan, SiriusXM NFL Radio, talking Eagles, talking free agency. Sean Jackson gets the franchise tag. Okay, Adam, the strategy here appears to be take care of your own first.
Yes.
And then dabble a little bit here in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Trevor Laws,
what does that mean, dabble?
Derek Lynn.
Can you explain dabble?
Pick and choose rather than a full-out onslaught last
okay.
year.
Very okay, very good. Okay, just want right. to clear that up.
All right, you feel better about
yeah,
the definition?
You know, you have to mark your target.
That's exactly right.
That's what they're doing.
So, all right, who gets signed here? Evan Mathis, yes or no?
Ask me in about 7 days.
I'm asking you right now.
Because they're not there yet. They're not there yet. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay.
I mean, here's the – first of all, by the way, Brinsley's starting later this year. It's not – this isn't March 2nd or 3rd.
4 o'clock.
That's a different
next
deal,
Tuesday.
Man. Right. I mean, it's a little bit later.
Do you think that Evan Mathis will be an Eagle in 2012?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So clearly he wants big bucks.
I don't know that.
Okay.
Do you know that?
No.
That we are guessing.
But if he doesn't, Adam, if he doesn't, it's a great fit.
Here's what I'm going to do. It's a great fit. Here's what I'm going to tell you. See that list?
Yeah.
Most of those guys would cost about what Evan Mathis is worth, but Evan Mathis, you just hit it, is a great fit. He's already done it here. The Eagles don't want to go outside and sign another guy. But with their cap space, they've got to make it work because if they go over their budget for Evan Mathis, somebody else gets squeezed. It's a tough deal. And let me ask you a question. If you're Todd Harriman, who's playing guard, who's been here for his entire career, who certainly deserves good money at some point,
he'll get his deal.
Okay. You know, if Mathis gets his deal, which looks like it's going to happen before.
Hang on. What slipped out there?
I'm not slipping anything out. Let me explain this. If he gets it, it looks like it's going to happen by March 13th. I think.
Well, you can't sign. Well, let's make it clear.
Right,
he cannot
right.
sign the deal.
He can't because he's a.
He can agree to terms.
Yes,
but he cannot sign a deal.
He can't sign any deal
until after
right,
March.
Right. That's 13th. It's called the maximum minimum salary benefit. It's $685,000. Derek Landry also has that. Over 50 players in the National Football League have this thing.
1 year contract.
Yeah,
last year.
They have to be vested veterans and.
So go ahead, continue.
Yeah, I think that they if they're going to have a deal done, I think it'll be done by March 13th. They'll have a kind of a framework of what it'll be,
mm-hmm.
or within 48 hours afterwards. If he gets out, all bets are off. That's why I'm not, right. We're too far out now. We're not 40. I could tell you, every year I come on your show or I put out kind of what they're looking at within 48 hours in free agency. We're a little bit farther out. But with Mathis, I could tell you this. Both sides want to get a deal done. They've got to find a common ground. And the sense of urgency, see, Dave, we had the franchise tags due today. Why do you think teams were up overnight getting deals done? The Eagles' deadline is March 13th. It's not March 5th. He was not going to be the franchise player. So that's why we don't have a deal done yet here.
Okay. Trevor Laws.
They'd like to get a deal done.
Tell me why.
Versatility. If you watched late last season.
Laws and Landry. I think Eagles fans want to know Laws, Landry.
I know people are fascinated by the Landry situation. It's just one of these deals where with Evan Mathis, I'm not saying they got lucky. You did good scouting. But they cut Derek Landry once, and they brought him back. They turn out to be, I mean, for 25, 30 plays a game, phenomenal. I mean, he was great. They did great scouting. It worked. He was terrific. But here's the difference. In both players, you could line Laws up in Jim Washburn's scheme at defensive end. Landry is strictly an inside player. They both gave Eagles really good snap last season. Landry is older, but he started more games than Laws. So there are two ways to look at this. The other thing is, Dave, it would be hard to sign both. And A, have enough cap space and find a way to play those guys good enough snaps to justify the contract they would get. It's hard. It would surprise me if they signed both. I know that they would absolutely like to sign one. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see what happens here.
Okay.
They'd like to get something done before free agency. But with Landry, he's under the minimum salary benefit, so it's a little bit harder.
Right. Okay, interesting player, King Dunlap, who's given the Eagles excellent snaps as a backup offensive tackle
for the
years.
Insurance, sure.
Chance that he goes somewhere and becomes a starter?
That's the thing with him. He's played right and left tackle. That really helps him. But getting a starting job, it might be hard for him. He may have to wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the Eagles, now I don't know how Howard Mudd feels about him, but here's what we do know. He can start. He's done it before. You look at him and say, you know what you're getting in him? He knows their scheme. And right now, you have, if he doesn't come back, which is realistic, you have Winston Justice who's on a contract. He's going to be
after a big number.
And that's the other thing is you could get his number down. It's too high to me. His cap number's too high. You have Darryl Tapps whose number you could chop down a little bit if they need the cap space. See, this is
Isn't he due a cap?
Well, actually, what it is yeah, I put on your show like a while back that he's got a bonus 30 days into free agency now.
Oh, into free agency.
Yeah.
Okay, so
after the league year starts. So they could cut that down. And you know, he's a guy you like to have around. He's part of their depth at defensive end. The Eagles have tremendous depth. Even with Jaquay Parker being unrestricted free agent, they still have five guys under contract.
Well, he's another question. Does Jaquay Parker come back? Do you bring
him? He looked good late last season. But
do you bring him back?
I think he's a guy you look late. If he's still unsigned, maybe you check in with whoever his agent is and you say, listen, we want to keep in constant contact, see what you're doing. But right now, Dave, I keep saying this. People keep trying to throw dirt on Brandon Graham. He's going to be, I'm telling you, he's going to play a significant role, if healthy, for this football team.
Okay.
He better. Yeah, and he will.
Ronnie Brown, we think, gone?
I would, if you take a look at my list, I'd find it hard to believe with the guys that are out there that are significantly younger that he would come back.
Steve Smith gone, obviously. Young gone, obviously. Yeah. What about Victor Abimiri?
I do want to get to Trent Edwards at some point here. Victor Abimiri, unfortunately, injury cross career. I don't see any way.
Okay. What about Antonio Dixon, restricted free agent?
He'll be back. And now
at a significant cost.
Is it going to be a second round tender? Because there's no third rounder anymore. You're not going to go first round on him. I think you go second. That pretty much to me would push other teams away. Because if you go, he was not drafted.
Can you go fourth round?
No, because he wasn't drafted. It's either first,
second, or
first refusal. Now, it's scary. If you do write a first refusal, I know he was hurt last season. His tape is really good. I know teams around the league have seen him. Why would you do that? Okay. I mean, I think you go second round.
Okay. All right. So you want to get into Trent Edwards? Eagles signed Trent Edwards.
Yeah, and by the way, you could see in our film room piece with Greg Cosell. Greg does a really good breakdown on Trent Edwards.
We did that. Several times.
Kudos to our guys at PhiladelphiaEagles.com getting it up right after it was announced. So that was great. And he's a guy that I've said this for over a year. In fact, I wrote this last fall when he was getting a bunch of workouts. I kept saying he does not fit in these non-West Coast schemes. He's a timing and rhythm quarterback. This is the scheme to do it, and he's got a good arm. I think he would fit, and I think this is a really good signing. He's had some injuries in his career, Dave. But I'll tell you what, and there it is. Good, there yeah. you go. You see him move around. He can move around, and he's got a
is
good arm.
Is it a case where he's just taking so many hits?
A lot of hits, but you look at the offensive lines, Dave. Buffalo, horrendous.
Yeah.
One of the
Stanford
worst.
Stanford was terrible. Yeah.
Bad. He took a ton of hits at Stanford. Buffalo. Jacksonville, he took some hits. He wasn't really ready to play with Jacksonville. So to me, Dave, I think this is a good fit. And by the way.
But they still could add to the position.
Going to get to that right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't preclude them from drafting a quarterback. Now, Mike Kafka, this is a huge offseason. This is the biggest offseason of his career. He needs to make significant progress. It's either going to be him or Edwards right now. He's got the advantage because he's been in the scheme before, but doesn't really mean anything until training camp.
All right, we got to get into this. Let's take a phone call, 215-339-67.
We'll get to the list of free agents. Let's take some calls.
09. Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have any at the moment.
Do we have any?
Oh, we do. Who do we have?
Okay.
Herb. Hey, Herb.
Hey, hi, guys.
How you doing?
All right.
What's going on?
I want to talk about a little bit about Deshaun Jackson.
Okay.
I really think that once they franchise him, it's very unlikely for them to trade him.
Agreed.
Because his replacement is not on the roster, and they can't go after one of the other free agents.
Well, that's a good point. And also, when you look at free agency, nobody can run out of that group. It's a great group, but none of them can run. That's why I really wasn't going to talk about it.
Stevie Johnson gets a deal done.
Yeah, he got a big deal. Now, okay, let me touch on that real quick, Herb, the Stevie Johnson situation, because I'm getting inundated with this question on Twitter. So I'll answer it now.
Yeah, are his numbers something framework?
It's one of many deals. See, if I'm Drew Rosenhaus, I want to see all these numbers. Why would you sign right now? You want to see Johnson's breakdown, specifically how the guarantees are breaking down. Colston,
I think why you'd want to sign right now is because I wonder if the numbers are going to be that big. There's so many wide receivers out there.
I see what you're saying, but you want to get a big list. Now, remember, all Rosenhaus had, Eagles and Rosenhaus could only look at the previous deals.
Santonio Holmes.
Holmes, Greg Jennings, Roddy White. I've put this number out before. The numbers average around between $8 and $8.5 million a year. The guarantees are, Holmes is $24 million is high for a guarantee. I thought the Jets overpaid for him, and his average per season is $9 million. But the Eagles have a lot of options here. The numbers are very interesting, I think, when you look at finding a deal. But plus, again, I think you want to look at these numbers as they come out. Stevie Johnson's number came out today. So there's a lot to look at, Herb, when you look at the number. But again, you make a good point. There's no one in free agency. You would actually have to, I think, Dave, in my opinion, you would have to look at the draft. And the guy that I love is Kendall Wright, but it's not going to happen as long as Deshaun Jackson is here.
Herb?
Yeah, I was going to say that it doesn't preclude you from looking somewhere in the draft if the right player is there. If it's the right pick, I don't say you force it.
If he's on the 1 year deal, Dave, we never even thought about this. What if Jackson's on the one? If he only plays on the 1 year, let's say they go into the draft thinking that Jackson's only going to play in the franchise number, okay? Which means he would be an unrestricted free agent.
You are not drafting first round pick.
No, but I didn't
for the future.
Didn't say that.
But
a speed guy somewhere after the first round,
and you're gonna.
Deshaun's on a one-year deal.
You're going to have Macklin, Avant,
okay.
Jackson.
A rookie.
And then a rookie and Cooper. That's not adequate.
You want a veteran? What do you want, a veteran?
I want a big guy. I want a big, strong,
You want a big guy, target. Okay.
That's what I want. That's just me.
Well, Cooper's a big guy.
But Riley, and I think he's a good football player, maybe they just don't throw the fade here. I don't know. I want somebody who's going to go up and over defensive.
I've said this on your show before. His one weakness, if he has one, is going after the football in the air. He just doesn't do it as well as you would like a veteran
would
do.
He's a good player.
He is. He played very well.
Yeah.
Well, he might be able to work on that too.
You're right. Off season,
I think Herbert comes naturally.
Why not? Why not get a guy who's proven like Plaxico Burress or somebody else who's got good size who's out there?
Herb, in your mind, how important is the wide receiver position to upgrade? I mean, to me, it's only about the red zone at wide receiver. I think the rest of this offense is pretty
sick. Not to upgrade, but if Jackson's on a one-year deal, you don't know if he's going to be here next year. So if you find a guy in the draft, and I don't care what round, if you find a guy that's right and fits in, is the right guy in the draft, you don't stretch for a guy, then you take him, and then you see what happens. And if you don't think Riley Cooper's good enough, maybe you bring in Burress and get rid of Cooper.
I don't know. I don't know
that's a good thing, but I wouldn't worry about just specifically red zone. There's small receivers that play well in the red zone.
Well, Macklin had seven 2 years ago in the red zone, but I'm telling you,
Wes Welker gets a ton.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, that was missing from this offense. I mean, that was something that every week they just didn't have it there. They just didn't have that. Now, Celek gave – I'll tell you what. Second half of the season, Celek was able to give that to him, but they need another guy on the outside, I think. And Burris is still, although he doesn't run as well as he once did, he still is an outside receiver.
Thanks, Herb.
Okay, see you later. Thanks.
It's interesting, you know, this whole group, 215-339-6709, we'll take some phone calls here. This group of wide receivers, before free agency, you know, weeks ago, we looked at long list of very talented players.
Yeah.
Pierre Garçon. And
I like Garçon.
And Meacham and Colston and Reggie Wayne and Dwayne Bowe. And when it happens next week, Adam, will there still be a lot of guys? Wes Welker will get franchised.
Well, they're good. I think that Bowe gets franchised. Welker will get franchised today. There's no – they're not – he is their – He's their running game. He's their short area guy. So when you look at it, but yeah, Bo, I expect to get it. Colston can't get. He can't get it because they got to take care of Breeze. Well, they did. He's got the exclusive franchise tag. So, which they didn't want to do, but they had no choice because they can't get a deal done. So, I think they're going to be guys out there. But I think the Eagles are okay at wide receiver, assuming Jackson's back, and Macklin getting him back healthy is huge.
Zompster in New York joins us. Hey, Zomper.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, man?
Your segments are every week, baby.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
What's going on?
Are you following me on Twitter yet? I don't want to hear about your Twitter.
Twitter. Oh, man. I don't do that stuff.
At Dave Spadaro, right? On Twitter.
Sure.
I actually broke a story last week, and apparently nobody really cared, right?
They shouldn't. It was an announcement.
I think I ask this question probably every year. I just want to know. Do we go after the best guy available in the draft, or do we go after our needs? If we get, let's say,
your best guy available, and what needs do you not have here? If it's a running back, you probably don't take him. Trent Richardson falls down. I don't know if you really take him. I'm not sure if there's a great right tackle, left tackle, you probably don't take him. I'm not sure what positions aren't open.
I would say this. What happened in 09 when Jeremy Maclin fell out of the top 10, you never know. You can't. If I've learned anything about the National Football League in 13 years, there's some guy you absolutely did not expect to fall.
Of course. So
although
do you
it's
do?
Not even a
So you're taking the best guy available? What if it's a running back?
It's a tough call. I mean, if a guy – I hear you. That would be absurd because Sean McCoy's a stud. But you got to make a decision here. I mean, you got to make a decision. That would be tough. You just trade out and get – but here's the problem. That running back position is devalued, man.
Yeah.
It's a quarterback league now. It's not running back.
Okay. Taking
but,
a quarterback
one
first
more thing,
round?
Guys. What do you? I understand Stephen Tulloch. You know, Tennessee played behind the Tulloch. Wide nine.
Stephen Tulloch.
Tulloch, right?
Tulloch or Lofton fits us better in the system.
Tulloch or Lofton, Adam?
Tulloch for what the Eagles do would be the fit.
Here's Adam's top linebackers.
Yeah, what I did is I threw out guys that everyone seems to have asked me on Twitter, and guys, I did a ton of research on this nine technique. I asked three GMs. Who studied it, who know about it. I said,
Jameel McClain is a strong side guy.
He's a middle. He played middle in their 3-4. Now, Jameel McClain's actually a Philly guy, but we'll get to him in a second. Hawthorne could play three positions. He's played them all. He's a three-down linebacker, played 90% of the snaps for the Seahawks last season on defense. I think he would fit in what the Eagles do. Don't know yet if they're interested. Stephen Tulloch. The problem with Stephen Tulloch is money. The Lions, my understanding is, it has nothing to do with franchise tag because they did. Cliff Avril got it. They will do everything they can to keep this guy. They love him. He's a Jim Schwartz guy. Schwartz had him in Detroit. They don't want him getting away, okay? David Hawthorne is a very good football player. And by the way, can cover. Smart football player. Great story. Tough, physical guy. You see that interception against the Eagles. The good story about him is he worked his way up the roster. He was an undrafted free agent, good football player. Curtis Lofton, he gets knocked for only being a two-down linebacker. He's a good football player.
He's going to hit the market, isn't he?
He's going to hit the market. Barring something unforeseen, I think he'll be out there. Barrett Rude, the problem with him is he's not a good cover guy. He's had some injuries. He lost his job last season. Jameel McClain is a good young football player who played opposite Ray Lewis last season. He's a tough, physical guy.
The Eagles expressed interest in him before the draft, I recall.
Did they?
I recall that he came
right.
in, yeah.
The issue with him is, can he play three downs?
Three downs, right.
How much does he want? Now, technically, Ayan Badejo played third down for him last season, so that would be an issue there. But I think I actually asked the GM about him. I said, give me an idea if how he would fit in the wide nine. He said, to play him on the strong side, you would have to protect him, but he absolutely would play inside. London Fletcher is an older linebacker, Dave.
Yeah.
I mean, you're looking at 1 year. Can he play three downs? It's questionable. E.J. Henderson's had too many injuries. He's 30 years old. I don't see it. Dan Connor's strictly a two-down linebacker. I don't see it. Jerlon Dunbar, you will be able to see in our film room piece. Greg Cosell does a great review of him. He is a really good young football player who could play in the strong side if you protect him, but he's more of a inside linebacker. He could play middle or weak. I don't think he plays strong in this scheme. Wesley Woodyard's another guy we like. Weak side guy, but he is a nickel linebacker. See, here, Dunbar and Woodyard probably would be nickel. I think Dunbar has a better chance to start if he came here. But those are the names. I think you could probably knock out four or five off the top that wouldn't play here.
Give me your suggestion. Who would be the best guy in Philadelphia? Tulloch?
I think Tulloch, Hawthorn, maybe McClain. I need to get more information on him. See, he played in the 3-4. I don't know how the Eagles would view that. But see, I made a mistake last year. I was totally wrong on Colin Jenkins because he played in the 3-4. I didn't know if he could fit in the scheme, but I didn't think sort of globally how you could make it work here. So I don't want to make that same mistake. So we'll keep McClain on the list for now. I don't see Connor. I don't see Henderson. I don't see Rudo. I like Rudo as a football player. I just don't know if that would work here. Lofton, probably not. Again, I think you'd probably look at five guys on that list, and we'll have more information next Monday. But I think keep an eye on those. For people who are watching this, keep an eye on those football players.
Will the Eagles make a run at one of these guys?
I think they will. Just a guess.
Okay.
Call it a educated hunch.
Okay.
Because, Dave, I understand the lockout part of it last year. It would be hard to bring somebody in. You got to bring someone in, get him in here in April. You've got to have competition. My prediction is this. They're going to have significant competition at one outside spot and inside. That's my prediction.
And so if you don't get one in free agency, maybe the draft is where you turn to get a linebacker.
Absolutely could get one in free agency. In fact, I think it would be one in the draft, one in free agency, maybe two.
Okay.
Now, again, cap dollars here are going to be tight. If you get some of these guys brought back, it's going to be real tight.
JR in Chicago joins us on Eagles Live. Hey, JR.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, Adam, quick question, man. Everybody is addressing the wide receiver linebacker position. What is your thoughts on safety, and especially in the free agency with Thomas DeCode and Reggie Nelson?
Good question. Reggie Nelson, the Bengals, my understanding, talking to a Bengals source, is that they'd like to get him done, like to bring him back. They already used their franchise tag on Mike Nugent, the kicker. They're not going to overpay for him because he's a guy who's been extremely inconsistent over his career.
Second-round draft pick, Reggie Nelson?
First-rounder for the Jaguars.
Oh, was he? Okay.
But they like him, and they would like to bring him back. Chris Hope is an older safety. Goldson got the franchise tag. Right.
LaRon Landry?
Okay, LaRon Landry getting is a good a lot football of, player. Yeah. Last year, it's the question I'm getting most on Twitter.
I'm getting it more on Twitter than you are. If you follow Dave Spadaro, you get more answers.
Dave wants followers. Follow him on Twitter. Yeah, I get it. Here's the thing with Landry. Was not healthy the last two seasons. Yeah. Dave, he had the Achilles problem. And I don't even know if he's healthy right now.
What was that picture with him all bulked up?
I don't know what that is. Was that Photoshop?
I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah. But
he looked like the Incredible Hulk.
He's a box player. He's so athletic. He's really gifted. But the problem is, again, you're talking about a guy who was hurt the last two seasons. Thomas DeCou is more of a free safety. Nate Allen, to me, Dave, is the Eagles' free safety.
Yeah.
I think it's strong safety where you have two young football players who are talented. But let me throw this back to you, okay? You're Joe Eagle, okay? Strong safety. You've got two guys. Do you bring in here someone who would be the starter, no question, like a Landry? Or do you bring a guy in here who would be just competition if he could start?
It would be if you bring somebody in, you've given up on Jaquan Jarrett. I mean, that's...
If it's a one-year deal?
It's unfair at this point to give up on Jaquan Jarrett. He comes in last year. Now, the question with Jaquan is, can he run well enough? I don't know if you can ever make a guy run well enough.
But he's a box player, Dave. You just need him to hit, tackle, because he's supposedly this great tackler.
But you can't have a box safety in the NFL. They take the box safety.
But you move him around.
They take the box safety and they match him up.
I got it.
They match up the personnel.
All right.
So I think it's a very...
You've got to have a good cover safety. You've got to have a good cover, strong safety.
Yeah,
absolutely. Guy can move. Guys can move around. You've got to bring a veteran here at that position.
And Cole Anderson is not going to be that guy. He's your special teams player.
Yep.
I don't break the bank for it. I do consider Mark Barron if he's there in the first round.
in the first round. Is he that going that high? See, we're not even on the draft today. I'm not doing much.
I mean, if you get a chance to get the best safety in the draft.
That's fine. But you just said it. Are you giving up on Jaquan Jarrett? Yeah. Give him a chance, first of all. He was your second-round pick last year. He was supposed to be that big-time hitter.
See, the way I look at this team, Adam, I got to be right. honest with you.
Okay.
Okay, we all know what's going on this year.
Okay, what is
it? All right,
Jeffrey
Lurie came out and was was adamant that this is not acceptable. 8-8 record. I mean, this team has to win.
All right.
So how many chances do you take on players? That's the big key for Howie and for Andy. How many chances can you take on players?
All right, here's what I'm doing then. I'm going to throw this out to you.
You can't.
I'm going to throw this out to you then. I'm going to go back to linebacker. Okay, I'm going to pick up. You just gave me a really good thought here. If it's all about that, getting the Super Bowl, okay? You spent that money last year. You made a decision you're going to hit free agency really hard.
Yeah.
This year you're not going to do it as much because you feel good about your roster, although you need some upgrades and depth at certain positions. Then if you're going for upgrades, then you go for an upgrade. As much as I like Brian Rawl, I'm sorry. If he's a good football player, Brian Rawl, Jaquan Jarrett. Then go for upgrades then.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there. If you're saying it's getting to the Super Bowl, then you can't leave. You can leave no stone unturned. There are probably 4 to 5 positions you could find. And say, you know what? Yes, it's good, but it's not good enough.
Right. I am of the belief that you do not fall in love with your players. You don't fall in love with them.
I like Brian Rawl, but you know what?
Well, but then if you like him, then you don't need it. You're not asking questions about him.
You said don't fall in love with him.
You said you liked him.
There's a guy out there, Dave. Why don't you sign him?
I will.
Then do it.
All right,
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. All right, then. Look, I'm not.
I don't want to hear it. If you're putting it out there, and Lurie did that, they're getting the Super Bowl, get the best players that are out there.
The owner came out and said how you can't continue. You can't say, I've got questions about this. Now, they may not have the same questions that you and I have right now.
That's true.
Okay?
Yeah. They've got better information than we have.
Yeah, they may like Jaquan Jarrett and say, hey, we don't have the questions. This kid just needs a good offseason, needs to learn more, needs to learn to play the position, and he's going to be fine. And then you don't need to go out and get somebody. They may be saying the same thing about Brian
Rawl. You don't want to take that. You want to know, but you don't want to know. You want to solve that issue.
I don't believe that free agency is the answer to everything because it's been proven.
Then let Jarrett play.
Year and year and year and
then,
year.
That's
year,
right. Then let Jarrett play.
Then fine.
Yeah, but
then you better. The key
where's
is
your veteran. Where's
you
your veteran
be right.
safety?
You better be right.
But where's your veteran safety? You don't have
Nate
one.
Allen's 3 years in the league.
Come
how
on,
much
man.
More?
Someone who's
how many more veterans? Do you
need? I like Nate Allen, but give me a veteran.
The average lifespan in the league is 3.8 years.
Who do you have there who's got extensive starting experience?
Nate Allen started for two years.
Other than Nate Allen,
Coleman started last year.
He got off to a rough start, then played much better. I agree. Where's your safety net if someone doesn't do their job?
That's a great question.
Thank you. Then get the guy in there.
If there's a guy, you just went down the list and they all suck.
They don't all suck.
I mean,
there's some good guys there.
Who?
Where's my list? Put it up there, Sammy.
Give me a safety list.
You're not going to sing again, Sammy, are you?
In the meantime, Chris from New York joins us. Hey, Chris. Chris in New York joins us. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Anyone?
Chris.
Sammy? Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
sir. Go ahead, Chris.
How are you guys?
Michael Griffin's off the list.
Deshaun Dawson's off the list.
Dawkins can't play.
No, and I'm sick of getting this question. He's 39. Stop it, everyone.
Well, you wanted a veteran.
He already said he's only going to play for Denver.
Chris,
at all.
What's up? Break us up.
I was actually asking a couple of questions on a couple of prospects.
Sure.
Okay.
Not that I know a lot of them.
I think the Eagles have more of a needed outside linebacker than inside. So the question was the two outside linebackers
Hang
from
on a
Alabama.
Second. Chris, I don't agree with you. The starting middle linebacker, Chaney's coming off a significant injury. I mean, I know the Eagles have said he's going to be ready at some point. Do we really know that he's going to be the guy again?
We don't know that.
Yeah. So keep going, Chris, but I think we need to be careful.
What do you mean, with the outside linebacker you're
no,
saying?
Middle. I don't know if middle's solved. I'll be honest with you.
No, I think we need an upgrade, but I don't think you could grab a guy in the first round is going to be the answer for this year. I think if the outside linebacker, God forbid, Rawl.
I don't know that.
Or Jordan gets hurt, who's going to be the outside linebacker?
I know that, but I don't know that Keekly. Is it Keekly, Keechley, whatever the heck it is?
Keekly.
And Mike Mayock saying he could start for a stud the first year. So,
what's your question, Chris? Let's not let Adam continue to interrupt
well,
you.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where you're going here.
He wants one of the great...
I just wanted to know what you thought of the two outside linebackers from Alabama because. I'd rather get outside linebacker in the draft as opposed to middle.
You're talking about Dante Hightower?
Yeah, Hightower and the other guy. I know one guy that says more of a 3-4 linebacker.
I talked to one scout about, not with the Eagles, but about Hightower, and he said he wasn't as physical as he needed him to be.
Okay. And my other question was the guy Martin from Boise State. I think he'd be a perfect fit. He could be a backup running back and a returner. I don't know.
You're not drafting Doug Martin to be a backup.
What is he?
He's a really good foot. He's going to go late first, early second. He's one of my favorite backs for the draft. He's a really good football player. Chris, thanks for the call, but I don't. Nah. Now, okay, we didn't even touch on that.
Back to safety. Question, back to safety.
Chris,
Mr.
Just
ADD.
About running back, though.
We'll get to that.
We've got ADD.
Back to the safety list.
What the hell with you?
I said to you that all of these guys have issues.
Okay.
You tell me who doesn't.
Abraham is a really smart football player, but he's not a speed guy.
Okay.
Jim Leonard could return.
He's coming off a major injury. A
lot of injuries. Smart football player. That would be an economical signing. I like that guy.
Okay.
But he's had injuries.
Okay.
Smart, really good football player.
Zbytkowski.
Zbytkowski's a tough guy. I don't know if he's a starter here. I don't.
Thomas Dekou is the guy you're...
Tom is a free safety. Interesting football player. Greg Cosell, in talking to me over the years about him, he said he's better closer to line. That means, he says, going forward, that means to me he's not a great cover guy. That's just my opinion on analyzing what he said.
There's really not...
Forget Sean Jones. It didn't work when he was here, so...
What's happened to the safety positions, Adam, in the league?
Well, no, you... what's happened to it is you have to be better in coverage now. They're not just free safety and strong safety.
Yeah.
They have to be able to cover better now, but when you look at that list, and Michael Griffin's getting the franchise tag, so I don't know. They've got to bring one veteran in here. Brodney Poole's more of a free safety, who's been around a long time. Medea Williams is kind of the tail end of his career. I like Jim Leonard. I have no idea where the Eagles were looking here, but I like Jim Leonard.
We're gonna take a phone call here from Ace, and then we're gonna play the safety position, the film room study.
Ah, thank you.
All right. Let's go to DC and talk to Ace, my man.
What's up, Dave?
Ace, hey, I miss you. I miss you. You got to call every week. You're good.
Hey, check
you got to be
out.
Tough. You got to be tough, Ace. You got to be mentally tough.
Hey, Dave, look, I'm disagreeing with that whole safety list.
Okay.
You know one thing that whole safety list got?
Problem.
A bunch of short dudes. Okay. Everybody on that list is short and injury prone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. The Eagles, all this extra stuff, you already know me, Dave. I don't think we need to. This is not rocket science here. The Eagles need two wide receivers, one linebacker, and a lineman. We don't need to go all over the bridge and through the woods and all this extra stuff. And I don't think we need to bring no more veterans in here because that's the problem. Veterans are actually messing it up for these young guys that we drafting, and we're not giving them a chance. I think Jaquan Jarrett can be our starter back there with Allen.
There is something to be said for all of the veterans. I looked at last year, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, this is a young team. They come off the 2010 season. They make the playoffs. They win the division. They then rip apart the roster, and all of a sudden, all these young players are sitting there going, well, where's my place on the team?
Right.
Then you're deferential to these veterans. The veterans are new to the team. They don't know the Eagle way, per se. They don't know their place in the locker room. That's why I don't think there's going to be a huge roster turnover. That's why I don't think you're going to see this team make a lot of changes in free agency.
That's the problem. That's actually the problem we had with DeSean Jackson last year. See, if we do this again, now what you're going to have to do is, that's why we couldn't pay Jackson. That's why we got what we got out of him last year, because we kept talking veterans. We kept paying veterans, and we wasn't paying our own that's already here. Now, I had a hard time with DeSean Jackson. I disagree with a lot of stuff that he did. But I can say this. He should have been paid a long time ago before some of these other veteran guys came in. You're saying bring this guy in and bring that guy in.
But, Ace, you understand, Ace, that to get a deal done, it takes two to tango. All right,
exactly.
And you've got Drew Rosenhaus, and you've got the Eagles. You got to find a way to meet.
There's a salary cap. That's the
biggest thing. And I've heard people say, "Well, just throw DeSean $1 million and make him feel good."
I love that one.
What is this?
I think the Eagles still made a mistake though, because it's like I'm cool with the signing of Jackson, but they signing Jackson can actually confuse us. They still have to get two wide receivers. Now, if you want to go
veteran,
two wide receivers.
Let's hear his explanation, Ace. Go ahead. Why two receivers?
Okay. Look at the NFL and look at the Eagles, okay? They're not that big, man. I mean, we need to get off of this reality, this crazy thing that we think that our wide receiver core is one of the best. It's fast. It's, you know, it can move, but it don't show up in big games, and none of those dudes can jump up for a pass. See, that's what's making Vic look bad. Vic can't throw that ball up like every other quarterback in the NFL.
Very good-sized wide receiver.
Now,
he's fine.
I think if Plexico, now, people might disagree, Plexico, Vincent Jackson, those are the two free agents.
Ain't gonna happen. Vincent Jackson, I'll tell you for a fact.
Adam, you see, I gotta disagree with you a lot because you throw a lot of things out there that's really not ever gonna happen. But when somebody makes a suggestion, you disagree.
I know. All right, tell me what I threw out there that it'll never happen.
Okay, what makes you think that the Eagles wouldn't be better with Vincent Jackson?
No, they would be, but they already take shots of Sean Jackson. Ace, you're not listening.
If Vincent Jackson hits the market, there's going to be 10 teams who are going to want to pay him as the highest paid wide receiver in the league. We just talked about not bringing in veterans.
Well, Gabe, we're not going to win, okay? Let me just say this. I'm tired of every year everybody always talking about not paying people. These people got to – I mean, how do you think you're going to get good production
Eagles
out of people
Eagles
if you keep picking up cheap people off the street?
Eagles aren't paying – whoa. Wait a minute. Last year, the Eagles didn't pay Nnamdi Asamoah and Jason Babin and Cullen Jenkins.
I agree with you on that, Dave.
And the year before
that?
You can't
go on the cheap on wide receivers, Dave.
Why?
You can't do that.
Whoa. Who's what team has gone out there and what did the Giants just do with Victor Cruz, with a first-round pick, Hakeem Nixon, with Mario Manningham? Well, they're not. Victor Cruz isn't going to get paid this year. He's not going to get paid among the best in the league.
That's the thing. See, y'all looking at it from a business standpoint.
Reality.
I'm looking at it from you would not get the production out of these guys if you keep walking around picking up dudes. You got eight dudes trying to make the team at wide receiver. No number one. Who's the number one receiver on the Eagles? And it's not Jackson. He's too small. He's not big enough.
I know.
He's not
Ace, I got it. I know what you're saying. Vincent Jackson is a true number one NFL receiver. I got
exactly.
That part of it. Ace, here's the problem. They used their franchise on Jackson already at $9.4 million. You can't pay both of them. It just can't happen. Now, if DeSean Jackson did get the franchise tag and they let him walk, Vincent Jackson would be a reality. But it's not happening.
But in theory, though, Ace, you could, Adam, sign Vincent Jackson and rescind the tag, correct?
Let him walk. It's the same thing. It's basically what I was just saying. Sure.
So how many years do we go on with Macklin and Jackson, the two small wide receivers who can't jump over a cornerback?
I don't disagree that they...
Oh,
that
Macklin, you're selling Macklin.
Macklin's
short.
6 feet tall, 205 pounds.
Hold on, Ace. Let's go back to 2010. Was that his breakout season?
Yeah, 7 touchdowns.
You didn't think he had a great season? I mean...
Who said it? Say
you
it
want
again?
A big guy. Okay, you want the big guy. I got it.
Yes, sir.
Would Plaxico Burress help you?
Plex is better than any wide receiver we have on our team.
No, he's not. No, from a physical standpoint, for what you want.
I love DeSean Jackson, but I'm not going to say he's better than Plexico Burress.
No, but I love what you're saying. I get it. You want that guy
to be the red zone
physical presence, which you feel like Eagles don't have.
Hey, look, that's our number one problem, people. We can get two of them.
They certainly
can
use it. I would agree. Ace, you make a fair point. They certainly could use it. I agree with you there.
All right, hey, Ace, thank you for the call. Good stuff, as always.
Love y'all, man.
Love
you, Eagles,
man.
You got it.
Let's go into that. Let's get back to the safeties here. Adam and Greg go into the film room and talk about some of the safety possibilities that could be on the free agent market in 8 days.
Welcome back, everyone, to the film room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, the safety position, everybody knows you got to be able to cover, but some guys are tall. They're big, but they can move. Nobody better than Laron Landry of the Redskins. Greg, you watch this guy since he was a rookie. What's he bringing to the table?
Well, let's just start by saying the safety position has become a much more important position in recent years. There was a time when people thought, Adam, you could draft a safety third, fourth round, plug him in, when the pass game wasn't as diverse as it is now. Now safeties have to have a multiplicity of skills. You can't hide your safeties anymore.
They got to cover.
No, because teams now will line up with 3-4 wide receivers or tight ends like JerMichael Finley, and you know what? Your safety better be able to play in space and cover someone. You can't hide him in the box anymore. The days of a box safety and a deep safety are over. Both safeties must be able to run and cover, and Landry can do both. I think he's better closer to the line of scrimmage, but he can run. He's an explosive athlete who can cover a lot of ground, a physical player. He can blitz. He can play the deep half, maybe not as well as you'd think given the way he moves, but he can do that. And I think that Laron Landry is a guy that is system versatile. You can line him up at the line of scrimmage. You can line him up deeper. The one question I'd have about him, I'm not sure he's a real good man-to-man cover player. I think that's a little bit of a deficiency in his game. He's not been asked to do it a lot, and I'm not sure that that's something he necessarily can do.
And another guy that I kind of like to talk about here is Deshaun Goldson, who a couple years ago looked like he was coming on, didn't get a ton of interest in free agency, comes back to the 49ers, plays very well this year, by the way. Yeah. Let's talk about Deshaun Goldson. Not a lot of people talk about him, but we're going to talk about him here.
No, and I like this kid. He's a kid who, you're right, this year he really came on. I love when I watch a guy and I see the physicality and the willingness to be physical. But I think this kid has excellent range. I think he's got good instincts. I think he reads coverage well. He's very good in coverage. You see it here, intercepting a ball against the Browns. He's a really good, deep defender. I think he has excellent range. I think he moves well. I really like this kid. I think he would enhance any secondary because he can. He's sort of your classic deep defender. Look at him react to this route. He's playing deep. He reacts. He plants and drives. This is a really good play by Golson. Very symptomatic of the kind of player he is.
And ironically, that's against a tight end.
Right.
Position the safeties are going to get tested with every week. Now, we look at a guy in Michael Griffin of the Titans who I think, I'll tell you what, I remember when he came out some years ago, he was a first-round pick. People were trying to figure out free safety, strong safety. I don't think it matters with this kid because this kid brings it.
Yeah, although I've always felt, Adam, that this kid's been a better athlete than player.
Okay.
I think there's been an inconsistency to his game, just in the mental part of the game. I think that he's a player that at times doesn't read things well. But at the end of the day, he's really gifted physically. He runs. I mean, people thought he might be able to play corner when he came out of Texas.
I remember that.
As you
recall. That was the issue, what position he played. Right.
Right, because the kid is really gifted physically. And again, I can't speak to how he's coached. But when I watch him on film, I always feel like there are plays in any given game where he just doesn't see it the way he should see it. But again, now if you can coach him well, put him in a scheme that helps him, I think he's a really, really gifted athlete. I mean, this kid can play deep. He can cover man-to-man. Like we said, he could. There was a time he could play, we thought he could play corner in this league. So physically, he's got everything you look for. You just have to get this kid to be able to focus and concentrate play after play. Then I think if he could do that, you'd be looking at a Pro Bowl player.
All right, that's it for the safety position. He's Greg Cosell. I'm Adam Kaplan.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Hi, Marissa here, one of your Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders. If you are interested in auditioning to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader, then don't miss out on our upcoming dance prep workshop taking place on Wednesday, March 14th at Lincoln Financial Field. Check out the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
You know, weight loss programs can be expensive, so to save some money, I just got the popular girls from the local middle school to follow me around.
Ew, seriously?
So gross.
Ew, seriously?
That is so gross.
Ew, seriously?
Dude, that is so totally gross.
Gross, I know.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Download the Eagles mobile app for the latest news, videos, stats, and more. Available now for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry devices. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/mobile for more.
We invite you to be part of the Eagles draft proceedings up in New York on Saturday, April 28th. How would you like to announce the Eagles' fourth round draft pick live from the Eagles draft table at Radio City on that Saturday in late April? Well, you've got a chance to do it right here. Just enter the Eagles Extra Points Credit Card Draft Day Takeover for your chance to win. Go to the Eagles Facebook page and click on the Draft Day Takeover tab to register. You can also play the Instant Win game where you can win amazing Eagles gear like an autographed jersey, authentic helmet, and more. Come back and play every day until April 6th. After playing the Instant Win game, you can also sign up for the Eagles Extra Point Credit Card, which will give you additional opportunities to win and announce the Eagles' fourth-round draft pick from the team table at Radio City Music Hall. Just visit the Eagles' Facebook page right now. Well, after the show anyway, for more details. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here jousting throughout the now the afternoon.
That's a great –
here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
It's amazing. You know, if you had – there's no way the league would approve anything like this 10 years ago. Now teams are letting – fans announce draft pick. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's part of the idea. You want to bring the fans as close as you can.
Very cool.
Adam, we have not talked about one position that I think is interesting.
Okay.
Backup running back. Now, I'm a big Deion Lewis fan. I think he's ready to be a part-time contributor here in certain respects, more than a part-time contributor here. I'm not sure that you agree with that.
No. But, Dave, here's my question about Deion Lewis. If LeSean McCoy got hurt, is he ready to handle 13 to 15 carries a game?
I'm not sure who is. Not on this list.
Well, no, but hang on a second here. Now, the reason why I put these backs up here, I have a list of 30 free agent running backs, but when you based on scheme and Eagles backs, and whoever's going to start for them has to catch the football, all three of these guys can catch the football. Forsett, I love. He's a change of pace back. Probably won't be back with Seattle. Steve Slayton from Levittown. Had an unbelievable rookie season with the Texans, then got hurt, then his career hit a downslide. He's healthy. He's fine. Just a name to look at. Weldy Moore's another guy to look at. He's had some injuries, but this guy could really catch the football. And another thing, he could block on third down. He's a veteran. Now, the reason why I put the fullbacks up there.
They're kind of hybrids, right?
Yeah. Jason Snelling was Michael Turner's backup at running back, and he also took over for Ovi Mahaley, who got hurt with the Falcons at fullback. He's another guy like Leonard Weaver, athletic, could catch the football, could run the football. He could handle goal line. No idea if the Eagles like him, but boy, he'd be a great fit here. Jerome Felton, the Eagles liked last year. They put a waiver claim in for him the first time he was waived. They didn't the second time. Just another guy to keep an eye on. All five of those backs, based on what the Eagles do, would fit. But we'll have to see what they do. I absolutely feel the Eagles will sign a veteran running back because Deion Lewis, who we all like, I just don't know if he can handle a ton of work if McCoy got hurt.
It's interesting, Adam, the running back position. And I know LeSean McCoy will get a new deal. I really believe he'll get a new deal this year.
They better keep some cap space open.
It's just not huge money, though, is it anymore? It's not like salary cap staggering alter.
You're looking at somewhere. Aaron Foster's numbers, I don't know if they're even out. Actually, they are out. But the Chris Johnson deal was out of whack. For a guy who was actually on the downside by the when he got the deal.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, it's not like quarterback. It's basically half of what the best quarterback in the league will get. And the shelf life for these running backs are
it's short. So
that's
short.
Why these backs want to get it as early as they can. And he goes into the final year of his deal. The Texans did Foster a big favor here. He was going to be a restricted free agent, Dave. They didn't have to do anything. They did something really good there. They could have used their restricted free agent tenor, put a first-round tenor on him, but they could have lost him. Some other team could have signed him. So they didn't go there. They did a good job there.
215-339-6709. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, joined now by Brian in San Diego. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Welcome.
I've got a tidbit for a running back. the Chargers did this years ago was a huge mistake when they let Turner go. There's one guy out there, if they can sign this guy, he'd be amazing for the Eagles. It's Mike Tolbert.
Love him.
Big, strong, yeah,
goal line. Unbelievable on the goal line. You know what's interesting? A scout told me. Actually, he's more than a scout. He's a pretty high-level executive with an AFC team. This team was looking at him. He said the only thing that he didn't like when he broke down his game tape is that he said, you know what? He could be a better blocker. He says he does everything else well. Said he didn't know if he's that guy you think is your every-down fullback. You know, now, he certainly could carry the ball very
well. Is he a fullback and a single back guy?
He's a hybrid. Yeah, okay. He can be single back, absolutely.
Can he be an eye back? An eye
yes.
formation?
Yes.
Okay.
But he said the only knock he had, the more he studied his coaching tape, that he thought his blocking could be a little bit better.
Okay.
So I thought that was interesting. But he's really good. He's for fantasy, I know people couldn't stand him because he was taking all the touchdowns.
What kind of a contract does a guy, and thanks for the call, Brian. What kind of a contract does a guy like that?
Probably $3 to $4 million a year.
Wow.
He's that good. I would think $3 million a year.
Okay.
APY is what it's called in ease.
All right. So we've been bantering back and forth here. Names. Have we missed any positions that you think? How about offensive?
I threw some questions to I threw you guys could
tight
call
end.
In.
Any tight end? What will they do at tight end?
You know, I talked. In fact, I'm going to have a Q&A up. I'll post it tomorrow with Howie. I talked to Howie at the combine. I wanted him to talk about Clay Harbor. I like Clay Harbor, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Could he be that next move tight end, that detached tight end? We've seen flashes of it. Also saw him carry the ball a little bit. But Brent Celek is so good, you don't want him off the field. But the Eagles use two tight ends a lot. I think he could be that move guy. I really do.
Okay. Reggie in Los Angeles joins us. Hello, Reggie.
Angeles.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Adam. Good morning, guys.
Good afternoon to you. Good morning to you,
actually. Well, I guess you're us. Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
Anyone ask me questions? Go ahead.
I do, actually. I want to go back to my question I guess I had to Dave, I guess, months ago. Is this at all, Adam, a possibility? And just let me just finish my statement here, okay? Peyton Manning. If the Colts release Peyton Manning, if he's healthy, could the Eagles then sign him, okay, trade Michael Vick, say, to the Dolphins, for example? I guess you'd want to actually have like a high-profile quarterback. If you have Peyton, you've already re-signed Deshaun. He becomes your new, I guess, his old receiver, I guess, Marvin Harrison. You have
Reggie Wayne.
Mm-hmm. You have Suck as your great tight end, McCoy running back, great offensive line. You draft defense.
Can you cut him off here?
Yes, is that even a possibility? Or
the problem is, no, it's not a possibility. The problem is finding somebody would take Michael Vick's contract. He still has a ton of guaranteed money for this season. Then, now, I'll say this, after this season, 13 is when you could, if it doesn't work, if Michael Vick doesn't play well this year, you could start looking at moving on from him, but... I would say it's not going to happen. How about that?
No way.
No, don't see it.
Yeah, but
you got to be able to trade him. You cannot cut him. He's got too much money. They'd still own.
But why wouldn't the Dolphins want him? They want a high profile, high.
I know they do. I absolutely am convinced. And they would take his contract. Would do something significant. What's that?
They would take his contract.
I guess they're not going to take Michael Vick's contract. I don't think they'd want Michael Vick.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
That was my thought.
That owner, it's a fine thought.
Thank you, Reggie.
Owner, Stephen Ross, wants to do something significant.
Reggie's been trying to do that deal for months and months and months.
You know, here's
where will Peyton Manning end up?
I would think Miami, the Jets. I had heard back in October, someone I really respect told me, said, don't be surprised with Tom Moore there, that if Sanchez continues to play poorly, that they would go after him. I think it still stands, and Manish Mehta has been putting that out there. He's a really smart Philly guy, by the way. Good guy. Knows his Jet stuff. So I think that's a possibility. I know Jaws has been throwing that out there. I think that makes sense. So what was the other position? Oh, okay. I got a bunch of questions when I threw that.
Wait, hang on. Let me get to Dave. From Pennsylvania. Hey,
okay,
Dave.
Go ahead.
What's going on?
Hi, Dave.
I got a question about London Fletcher.
Okay.
Is there any way you think he comes to Philadelphia and plays middle linebacker?
I think it's not outrageous. I mean, the guy's 38 years old. It's, as Adam said earlier, it's a one-year kind of situation. Is that what you want?
I think it would be good in Philly.
Who's that?
London Fletcher.
Yeah, we touched on him. I would probably say, I'm not going to rule it out, but I would say that you want to go younger, a younger veteran.
Yeah.
I just think that those guys that they put on there, and you could see them later this week on the free agency film room that we did. Greg Cosell does a remarkable breakdown on a lot of the guys on that list, by the way. We hit on them, and Greg, you got to see this list. Leonard Fletcher's a great guy, a great story. It's amazing what he's been able to do. But I would say unlikely, but don't rule it out. All right?
Okay.
There you go. I have another question.
Sure.
All this talk about Plexico Burress, right, and Randy Moss.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about Randy Moss, by the way.
We didn't do Randy Moss. So I don't want to. Randy Moss isn't worth the time to talk. I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's I think he's a lazy wide receiver. No, but I don't think people understand how good Jeremy Maclin really is, and I don't think we need another wide receiver.
I think Jeremy Macklin's a terrific player, and I think he's enough. He's big enough. He's strong enough. He's fast enough. They've got this team. The only thing this the offense needs. You need to cut down on the turnovers. You need to score more touchdowns in the red zone.
All right, one more thing, Dave. Jason Avant, best hands in the NFL.
He's got great hands. Thanks, Dave. Jason Avant, if you bring in a Plaxico,
Good question. I thought about this. You kind of rotate both guys because I think with Burress, he doesn't need to play 50 plays a game. 25, 30 plays a game. Now, he has to be willing to accept at 35 years old. That's his future. And I think we also, on the receiver group on the film room, I think we actually broke down Plaxico as well. And you can see he's awesome in the red zone. But he just does not run as well. He doesn't justify being on the field 50 plays. And that's why the Jets were the only team willing to give him a fully guaranteed contract at $3.027 million last year. I don't even know if he gets that this season.
Yeah.
You know? And he wants to come here. We know that.
We'll touch on it. Randy Moss.
And, you know, he didn't play this past season. Two seasons ago, he was on three teams. He's another guy. I think he turns 35 or turned 35. Do you really want to go there?
I don't want the drama.
He's fun and he's a smart football player.
I don't want the drama again.
You don't need it. You don't want the craziness, huh? That is Randy Moss.
Okay. No.
Right.
I want to win football games. Go ahead and take some Twitter questions. I want to remind. Sure. I want to tell Eagles fans about this on St. Patrick's Day, Friday, March 16th. We've got the Eagles cheerleaders. We've got 20 Eagles cheerleaders getting photos, autographs. Tons of giveaways. It's our Aaron Go Birds event, and it's at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly from 6 to 7:30, and then Maggie O'Neill's in Drexel Hill near my stomping grounds from 9 to 10:30.
Maggie O'Neill's, huh?
Don't miss a special performance by the Eagles cheerleaders. Miller Lite specials all night long at both. Huh? What is the deal? Are we on the air or not, Sam? It's not frozen. Yeah, come on.
By the way, when
what is going on here? What kind of?
Hang on.
It's like suspended animation here.
For Halloween, I am dressing as a TriCaster, by the way.
Yeah, and you'll break down a lot. Yeah.
Thank you.
Celebrate your Saints. So it's our Aaron Go Birds event on Friday. There we go. Friday, March 16th. Wow, that's very Randy of you, Adam. Chickies and Pete's, South Philly, 6 to 7:30.
Randy,
and then
Randy.
Maggie O'Neill's Drexel Hill, 9 to 10:30. Miller Lite specials all night long at both Aaron Go Birds locations. Check out the Eagles cheerleaders and bring in a little bit of the green.
I like it.
All right. Aaron Go Birds.
Chickies and Pete's. All right.
Yes. And Maggie O'Neill.
Questions. Let's go through
Fire
this
away.
Quickly.
All righty.
This is a good question. Tom A024 asks, can Philip Hunt play a bigger role for the Eagles this season?
Yeah, he can. Yes.
Could he be there? Now, here's the problem.
He's your rotation. He's a rotating.
He's a 15 to 20 play a game guy. Now, remember, Brandon Graham didn't really play last year.
I can tell you that Jim Washburn loves the guy. Loves the guy.
Remember when I said when they signed him?
Loves the guy.
I was the guy who put it out there last year, you know, in January. Here's what I said. He'll be the fastest DN on the Eagles roster. Did I?
Yes,
not say
he's
that?
Very, very fast off the ball. Terrific. Right. He's a real good young prospect.
And I asked Tun, I said, how many plays, you know, were you on the field a lot for in the CFL? I can't remember what team it was. But he said, yeah. He said, I was a three down guy in the CFL. So I still think he's a 15 to 20 play a game guy. Cameron Wembley, what would the Eagles do if he became free, if he doesn't restructure? I just think Cameron Wembley would cost you too much. I'm not saying the Eagles wouldn't be interested, but I just think it would cost too much.
And he's more of a 3-4 guy, isn't he?
No, but he can play in a 4-3 as a down. He'd be a strong side linebacker in a 4-3.
Okay.
He would be a nickel. That's what he played for the Raiders.
See, you know what's interesting to me? Everybody wants to upgrade safety and linebacker. I keep hearing every linebacker brought up, every safety brought up. Yeah, they're good players, but. Okay. Yeah, they're okay,
but. What's the but?
Well, the but is that there's no great fit here. There is no great fit out of your list, Adam.
All right, Hawthorne, that's what you're saying.
Tulloch, Lofton,
you don't think any of those guys fit?
I know, I'm just wondering.
That's not what, talking to people in the league, they think they would fit. It doesn't have to be the Lions play it and the Bengals play it. So I try to get the linebackers that would fit here specifically.
Not fit is one thing, but being good players here. Difference, are they difference-making linebackers?
We don't know until they play. I mean, how do you're not, what are you really saying? We don't know until they get here.
I'm saying, how much of an upgrade are these
players?
I think four or five
of those guys would be upgrades.
Significant upgrades.
Here's another really good question. I don't know if we could really answer this right now because we don't. We have to kind of see what happens. But
yeah,
I don't know if I want to answer this now because we need more information. But I will answer this next Monday. In fact, are you going to do the show next Monday?
Yes,
I'll be here then. I'll try to. Although it's a very busy day for me. What do these deals mean for the running? What does Arian Foster's deal mean for Shady? It means he's going to look at that deal.
Yeah,
and he's used that as what agents call as a comparative.
Yeah,
and as the Eagles would do, whoever does the deal would be Roseman, and they have a new cap guy. I don't know what the guy's name is, but I know they've got some new cap guy over the last couple months. So I think they'll do that. And then what? Another guy asked me,
Did Arian Foster's deal significantly alter the landscape of running backs?
No, it's within all the deals that have been done. Okay. But they'll use that. Also, if the Eagles don't get those linebackers in the draft in free agency,
that impacts their draft strategy.
Absolutely, I've said throughout, free agency's first. That sets up the draft. Now, here's another question I got, which is an awesome question. If they don't get that impact linebacker, let's say they bring some guys in for visits and one or two guys that they like, they wind up signing elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Would that preclude them from drafting a guy high in the draft?
No.
It's a great question.
Not if you haven't rated highly. Don't reach for positions. Reach for the guys highest on your board. Maybe not the highest all the time, unless he's significantly higher.
Right.
Than in the Jeremy Maclin case, for example.
I think people have short memories. People forget how good Jeremy Maclin was 2 years ago. I think he's one of the better young receivers in the league. He had the health scare, which I think set him back. The lockout, he couldn't work out here, so I think he's gonna have a great year.
We've talked about running backs a lot here. We have a new film room study that you and Greg did on the running back position. Yeah. So why don't we take a look at that? We'll take a couple of more phone calls. Adam and I have been going back and forth here. Hope you're enjoying it as much as we are. But first, let's do it. Let's take a look at some of the running backs who perhaps Adam believes the Eagles might sign.
Hello again, everyone. Adam Kaplan at Greg Cosell for the film room. And Greg, the running back position is kind of like the jack of all trades. We have guys who could catch it, who could run it, do short yardage. But Peyton Hillis is such a fun football player. When I first saw him come out of Arkansas, I thought he was just Norm Bulosh. I mean, let's go old school here.
Norm Bulosh?
Remember Norm?
How old are you, Adam?
I'm actually 65.
Wow, you look pretty good.
Thank you. Just a couple gray hairs, but no. But Peyton Hillis is an interesting guy because he does everything, runs it, catches it. He's tough. Guy can handle a lot of carries, Greg. When you watch Peyton Hillis, what's he bring to the table?
I think he's a volume runner. I think Peyton Hillis is a back that needs to be on a team whose foundation is the run game. And there are still teams like that in the NFL. Because the thing about Hillis, and it was really impressive 2 years ago when he had his great year, is the defense wears out before Hillis wears out. And he'd have a lot of third and fourth quarter runs in which he was the more physical, more tenacious runner. Now, you wouldn't say he's got quick feet, but he's got quicker feet for a sort of big man than you think. You know, he's not necessarily going to make you miss, but he's got quicker feet. He's also a better receiver than
exactly.
You think he is. But I think he's clearly the kind of back, Adam, he needs to be in an offense that features the run. He's not an eight-carry, a back kind of runner. He's a guy who needs 18, 20, 22 carries. And see, normally if you play that kind of offense, you play closer games and you can still run it in the fourth quarter because you're dictating the tempo of the game because you're shortening the game by running the ball.
Exactly.
So to me, Hillis is that kind of back, and he's a volume runner. That's the term I always use with guys like this.
But he can catch it.
Yes, he can catch
it. He can run it, and he can block, and he brings a lot of positional versatility. Now, when we look at the running back position, Cedric Bentz of the Bengals is not exactly Peyton Hillis. He doesn't catch the ball at.
No, he doesn't.
He's not real versatile, but the former first-round pick still is very good in his late 20s, Greg. You've seen a lot of tape of this guy.
Yeah, maybe I'm in the minority, Adam. I think this kid's a lot better than people think. Now, again, he's not a speed back. He's not a breakaway back. He has really quick feet, much quicker feet than people think. He just doesn't have long speed. I mean, this is a perfect example of what he brings to the table. Okay. This, look at his lateral agility right here. That's a lot better than you would think.
It's a shake.
Now, again, this is what I was talking about. He's not really going to run away
right.
a quicker back scores there, but I think he's a tough, physical inside runner with better lateral agility and movement than people think. And this kid, again, I think at the end of the day, you're dealing with a guy that needs 18, 20 carries on a weekly basis to be an effective player. He needs to be the foundation because, as you said, this kid does not catch the ball. He won't even be on the field in your sub packages,
exactly,
as he wasn't with Cincinnati, because he doesn't catch the ball very well. But I think that he's still a good back. I like this guy, but again, you need to have an offense in which you run the football out of base personnel. You know, whether it's two backs, whether it's two tight ends. That's what Cedric Benson really is.
All right, another guy we're going to talk about. Now, he was technically a backup for the Oakland Raiders, and we're going to talk about Michael Bush. And Michael Bush had to play a lot last season for Darren McFadden. I'll tell you what, you want to talk about a big back, could handle the ball, and also caught a lot of passes.
He did, in the screen game.
In the screen game is Michael Bush. Greg, you've studied this guy going back to Louisville. What's he bringing to the table?
Yeah, to me, he's a downhill runner with some power. His velocity comes from running downhill. I wouldn't call him fast. I think he's got pretty good feet. I wouldn't say he's laterally explosive. I think Benson's got more lateral movement than Bush. But Bush is a bigger man, by the way. But I mean, Bush, he's got to be 240 or so, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's one of those guys that if you can run power with him or counter and get him going downhill, and here's the perfect example. Here's the run I'm talking about. This is counter. This is counter against the Chargers. And boom, you see, he gets downhill, and he's a big man.
He's a load in the open
field,
right?
He's a load. Now, again, he's not going to run by a safety, but he gets into the open field. This is what he is. This is counter, counter or power. It's a more defined hole. That's what he needs. That's what Michael Bush is.
Now, do you think going forward he could be a full-time starter for a team?
Again, I think he's a full-time starter on a team similar to what Oakland did last year that really used the run game as their foundation. So really we're dealing with three backs here in Hillis, Benson, and Michael Bush, who I think they need to be the foundation of an offense.
All right. That's the running backs, kind of a versatile group. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan.
A concussion is one of the most common head injuries in sports that are caused by a blow to the head. Typical symptoms of a concussion include headache, dizziness, vision disturbance, loss of balance, confusion, and memory loss. An athlete cannot return to play until all symptoms of a concussion resolve and they are cleared by an experienced physician. If you have sustained a concussion or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Here we are. On the road, and we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
We want to protect the house,
right?
But
home security systems can be really expensive. So to save money, we actually just adopted a rescue panther.
I think I might.
We find that we don't need to sleep that much.
There's an easier way to save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
The Philadelphia Eagles invite you to experience Lincoln Financial Field like never before through an exclusive tour of one of the premier stadiums in the NFL. This unique backstage journey through the stadium will feature the Comcast press box, broadcast booth, club and suite levels, Eagles home interview room, locker room, and the field. Call 267-570-4510 or visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Amanda, one of your Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders. If you are interested in auditioning to become a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader, then don't miss out on our upcoming mock audition, beauty, and fitness workshop. taking place on Tuesday, March 6th at Lincoln Financial Field. Check out the cheerleader section for more information and to register.
Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here. It's Eagles Live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Let's go to, who are we going to, Fran, again? Mike in Connecticut joins us. Hey, Michael. Hello, Mike.
Hi. Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I was wondering what your opinion is on the middle linebacker situation right now with Jamar Chaney after his surgery.
Yeah, I mean, he's been here. Thanks for the call, Mike. He's been here every day. I mean, there does not seem to be a tremendous amount of concern about his health, which, you know, look, it just always scares me when somebody has a neck injury. Now, from a playing standpoint, I think Jamar played a lot better in 2010 than he did in 2011. I will say that when you watch him leave the lineup against the Redskins last game of the year, big drop-off there. Big drop-off at middle linebacker. I think he's a good player. I think he needs to find a home. The kid started at middle linebacker, then he goes to Sam, then back to the middle. That's very difficult to do.
It is, and he had to learn different schemes. It's hard. You keep yanking these guys around. It's hard to feel comfortable. And you want to get continuity at linebacker. That's the one thing that they've not gotten. It's continuity at linebacker. It's just a revolving door. That's what I was talking about earlier. You'd like to bring in guys that you feel good about, either upgrades or significant competition. I think that's going to happen. Now, the other thing I want to touch on before we get out of here is Asante Samuel.
Yeah.
My Twitter account's blown up over this, so we need to address it.
Blow it up!
You're talking about over $8 million for a guy who is questionable fitting into what you do. Very talented football player, but over 30 years old. I think if the Eagles have the opportunity to move on from him, I think they would do it, but you just don't give away good football players. That cap number is so high. You got to get it off there, man.
What are you going to do?
I have no idea what they're going to do, but if you want me to guess, I think they wind up cutting him.
And then what does that do to your cap number?
You just drop the whatever. I don't think there's a lot of guaranteed money, accelerated signing bonus money left. You get that over $8 million cap number off, and you feel great about it. And you got to get Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie on the field more.
Another guy in a one-year contract, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie.
You know, that we didn't even talk about him, and he's another guy way down the road you could extend him. We know how good this guy is. Fantastically talented. So's number 22, as you see there. But I think the bottom line is they'd be better off with Samuel playing somewhere else, but easier said than done.
Okay. Well, Adam, another scintillating morning, late morning and early afternoon with you.
I hope we covered I tried to do as much as
we
could.
I think we did about as much as we can. And you know, maybe we'll catch up next Monday, the day
before. I'll try to get in here. It's an uncharted water because it's
be
at least 4 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday.
I think today is busier than next Monday. Next Monday, there's no tag deadline.
Well, no, but there'll be extensions all around the National Football League. You know, teams talking to agents in some clubs last week, especially two teams that I'm very friendly with, they told me that, listen, we don't have the sense of urgency because we don't have that deadline. They just wanted to talk to agents at the combine. And then as they got closer, late this week, you're going to see more extensions being done. Over the weekend, maybe a couple. But next Monday, I think, actually is going to be busy for extensions because then you feel that hard deadline is Tuesday. But for the first time we've ever had this, not at midnight, it's during the afternoon, which I like.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to go home. You'll be sleeping at NovaCare.
Yeah. If, that sounds good to me.
Hey, they may,
I'm
who
fine
knows?
With that. That's fun. They we always enjoy it. And free agency starts in a scant 8 days, cannot wait for some real action. Find out how the Eagles plan to build this roster. I suspect take care of their own minimal action in free agency and get ready for the draft. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us today here on Eagles Live. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for you to all of you for joining us here. We bid you a fond, great Eagles day and with a promise of being here again for you next week, next Monday here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Have a great Eagles day, everyone. Let's go!